call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
East Squad Customer Care, this is Cookie. How can I help you?
Yes, Cookie, this is Winston with XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me, I don't mean FMS. The external, 1122-02755-4022.
We have 1122-0755-4022. Okay. 4022. What is the name and address?
It'll be for Arthur Mayorga at 21723 Prairie Springs Lane, Spring, Texas.
And zip code 77379.
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on?
All right. Arthur states that the technicians took his savant kit that he paid for.
Have you spoken with the technician?
I didn't see a service provider on here. I was looking kind of, and I didn't see one. Did you see one? I was kind of trying to look for. I didn't see one.
I'm not seeing a side vent kit on the order, if that's what you're asking.
No, I was looking for the service provider so I can call.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see a side vent kit unless it does it automatically come with. Which,
yes,
which
what he purchased.
About?
He said he,
the
yeah. I thought it was like a dishwasher or a dryer or something like that.
Okay.
Wait, what? Wait.
A minute.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing, Miss
yeah,
Cookie.
I see a range and a microwave with the order number that you gave me.
Okay. So should I include a third person in on this conversation so we get a better description of what's going on? Ma'am?
Yes, I mean, I don't see.
Let's make it a pie.
That's for the range. In
okay.
The microwave.
Okay, well, let me. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, the side vent can, was it going to the range or the microwave or?
It was going to the stove range.
The range. Miss Cookie.
Yes.
It was going to
so
the range.
So does the side vent kit automatically comes with the range? Because I don't see a side vent kit on the order that was purchased.
Okay. It's not the side vent kit. It's the range generic gas kit.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. My misinformation.
Okay.
The arranged generic gas kit. So you stated that the
tech took it.
Probably did not leave that. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, that we're probably out of. Probably don't have them in stock because they usually bring them
that
with them.
That means that the installation wasn't completed because they did bring it with them, but they left with it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I guess we have to reschedule for them to bring it back out. Don't have
they
a schedule
come back
date,
today?
But I'm not sure. Can they come back today, sir?
Ooh, all right. Well, who are y'all talking about? Because I don't see nobody on the order.
We're talking about the drivers.
I don't. Where do you see them at? I don't. I'm looking for Alejandro. Is who you talking about?
Let's see. Today it was a Cesar Gonzalez that did the order today.
Wait, why don't I got no service providers on this order though? On the order that I'm pulling up, I don't see what y'all seeing.
His phone number.
Yeah,
in FMS.
Oh, yes.
You left a message?
No, DMs.
Do you have access to FMS?
No, ma'am.
Oh, my God. He hung up on me.
Who hung
he literally
up on
just
you?
Hung up on me. The customer.
Who's that? The driver?
The customer that was asking for the gas kit, the generic cord.
I'm sorry. Who are you? I thought you were the customer. Who's this third person?
Oh, no, I'm from
sorry.
Best Buy.
She's the Best Buy rep.
Oh, he didn't introduce you. I thought what was going
so
on.
So what you said, I got by Southern
Excuse
Hospitality?
I mean, you said I want to bring a third person on. I didn't know you was bringing a customer on or who you was bringing on. So,
yeah, man. Sorry.
So you're not from Dispatch, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so... then it falls back on you.
Ooh.
Will the driver be able to come back out and them the...
See, I don't...
Or do
we
have
to read
a big question?
Y'all put me on this. I don't like the... Hold on.
I know. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Y'all low down.
It's saying it's... take a look at the order. It says it's been completed as if the client has it, but you're saying the client said he does not have it, or she does not have it.
Correct.
Yeah,
he doesn't have it. He called in because the agent didn't even install the range because they took the generic cord.
Well, once the system updates, which takes about a day for the system to update, we can go ahead and reschedule the gas range, but we won't be able to do, the gas kit. We won't be able to do anything until it updates.
Oh, so they still haven't made it back yet, basically.
Yeah, it takes about a day for the system to update, so.
Okay.
Wonder if the driver is aware that he took it. Because if he's aware that he took it, he's going
he's
to have
a
to
thief.
Put that line in a reschedule status.
But I think he was supposed to install it as well. So I think he should know he took it.
Question is, what installed it if he had it in his hand?
That's what I want to know.
Was there an issue with the installation? Customer have issues?
The customer was like pretty... He was pretty upset about it, but he didn't went into details what happened at the house. So he just said that they took the gas kit and he didn't install it. And he was
okay, sir. So is there any way you can contact the driver to see why they took it?
If you can provide me with
the no phone number.
I was just gonna say if you can provide me with that telephone number, I will.
If I had it, I wouldn't be
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. It's usually be provided by you guys. You know, you just call the
by us?
We call you.
Yeah, it's when y'all create the order.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. Is this, sir, are you dispatch?
What do you mean dispatch for XPO?
Whomever the company is that's doing this delivery.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, what we usually do is call dispatch and say, hey, this is what's going on. And they would say, oh, okay, well, let me call the driver and see why he took the gas kit and see why he didn't install.
That's why I called. Yeah. So you should have the driver's number.
Me?
Yeah, you should have that information.
You know what?
We don't have that information.
As I look on the order... see it, so I'm gonna go ahead and hit dispatch. Give me a couple of minutes, ladies.
Okay. One thing I see now is to set up a return in exchange for the kit without a return. It has to update first.
So he has the customer to call tomorrow?
It takes about a day for the system to update.
XPL, Dayan, how may I help you?
Yes, this is Winston with XPL.
I'm sorry?
This is Winston with XPL.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I have a external number for you.
Go ahead with the SMS number.
1122 0 2 7 5 5 4 0 2 2.
Okay, what's going on?
The customer or the client states that the text left with their gas kit, the one that he was supposed to install, he left with it.
Okay, here's the thing. That driver is done for the day, and he's already checked in.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he take the gas kit?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's just a lot of voices everywhere. Wow.
I'm sorry. I see on the notes that the valve is a tight location. Is in a tight location. They could not get the leverage to get the valve to turn. I know that's not an excuse for him taking the kit with him. But that is the reason why they didn't install it. Driver said that they will probably have to get a plumber to come out to either fix the valve or get it loosened enough for them to install the unit.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. How many people are on this phone?
Four.
Huh. Four.
I'm the culprit, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm not sure of what happened. Of why he did bring it back. He did not call into the office, so I don't have an answer for that, because that driver has checked in for the day.
I mean, it's not fair because he at least he could have said something or, like, say, yo, you need to reschedule for the installation again. Because when the customer called
actually,
me, the customer was, like, pre-locked.
You said the gas? Are we talking about the gas line?
Yes, the range generic
kit. Yeah, the only thing I'm looking at is that the notes and the pictures that he posted, customer is going to use the same gas line, and he took a picture of it on the counter. Gas valve, under cabinet, drop off only. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing that he has on there with pictures, that it was a drop-off only and the customer was going to use the same gas line. Other than that, there's nothing more I can do because I can't send anything out.
Hmm. So many different stories because the customer told me the opposite, saying that he was going to use that, that he bought it, and that the agent left with it without installing it.
Hmm. Okay, the gas line is different from the gas kit. Mm. It's the gas kit that's missing,
I don't understand,
that he took back with him.
Right. So the only thing that could probably be done is someone just have to set it up for a gas kit to be set out, sent back out to the customer. I mean, at this point, there's really nothing more I can do.
And that's what I was saying. You have to wait for the system to update before we can do that. That's what I was explaining to the young lady.
I'll probably get escalated because he's going to be mad about that. I appreciate all y'all help.
Thank all of you, ladies.
Alrighty.
I appreciate everyone. Thank you guys for talking with XPO.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions.